First of all, Chase, congratulations on your success. What does it mean to be able to keep playing football at such a high level?
Honestly, I'm having a great time up here. We're competing at a really high level, and we have a lot of fun and a lot of really good guys, and I'm really lucky to be playing here.
Well, the last time I talked to you in person was at your signing day event with many of your classmates from Pella High School over about 2.5 years ago now. How have you grown since then? And what was it like, you know, when you made that decision to go to Morningside nearly 3 years ago to now? And I imagine that's paid off in many ways.
I mean, yeah, I had a really good start to going to college, and I think I've gotten to grow a lot by myself and find out what I'm good at, such as my strengths, and just focusing on them and trying to capitalize and growing as a player and just a person and trying to do well in classes too and just be successful.
Well, and when you transferred to Pella, obviously you joined a football program that had just come off of several Unidome trips and still had a lot of success while you were there. What are the things now that you take from your time at Pella football and TLCBF and all that, and how did they prepare you for the college-level game?
When you go to Pella, I feel like I was prepared, really well prepared, coming into college, like having the background at Pella, because Coach Mack just does a great job preparing everyone for that, and their core values there are fantastic, and they compare really well to what we believe in here too. And Coach Mack covers like a good background with like our faith, and it's very similar here, and it creates good men and a good environment to be around.
Well, and you had talked to me just before we opened up the microphone that the communities are kind of similar. Like it was a little slice of home, maybe not quite exactly, but it felt like Pella in Knoxville. It felt kind of like Marion County up there in Northwest Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you think about that, how did that help you settle in? Because you started kicking right away. It wasn't one of those scenarios where you got a chance to redshirt or have someone maybe mentor you directly. You were on the field for eventually a national championship team in your freshman season. What was that transition like, and how did that kind of help you, both that at-home feel and what they do as a program?
I think that just having, like, even not necessarily redshirting and just starting out as a freshman, I think just because the college level is just faster, I had to adapt and learn by doing that. And I think it almost ended up better that I didn't have a mentor, because I just had to learn my own way. It's the harder way, but it worked well for me. And so I've become more comfortable playing now, and you don't feel the pressure quite as much as I did when I was a freshman. And I was well prepared for that at Pella. I didn't get to kick a lot because we scored a lot of touchdowns. I just kicked PATs, but not as many field goals. But now that we're going into bigger games, I'll have more opportunities, hopefully. So,
well, and that's the thing. Both at Pella, as you said, and here, you didn't necessarily get a chance to kick a lot of field goals, but you did get a lot of kickoffs, and you did get a lot of extra points made. How do you feel you've developed as a kicker over the past 4 years since you were a junior at Pella, you know, kind of on the JV to your senior year starting, and then, of course, these past 3 years at Morningside? How do you feel you've grown?
I think I've grown a lot based on I haven't had an injury in a long time. I was injured in high school when I hurt my quad, or originally when I was about halfway through high school. But I've been healthy for a while now. I mean, due to Coach Jung here at Morningside, I've gotten a lot stronger and just more athletic in general, even though I'm just a kicker. But it's helped with my ball flight. I can kick the ball farther. And the coaches really develop you mentally here, too. They do a great job. Like just challenging you mentally, being able to handle the pressure in games, and so you're more comfortable, so you can handle those situations, so you can rise to the occasion.
We're here with Chase Carter. He's a Knoxville area native, graduated from Pella High School, having a phenomenal career, 96% extra point made percentage for Morningside, one of the best football programs in the country. And let's turn your attention to the recent stretch. You had won three straight conference GPAC awards for the Special Teams Player of the Year, then got national recognition. You've been kind of on a hot streak lately. What's it been like feeling that? I basketball players talk about being in a zone. It seems like you're in one of those zones now as a kicker, and how does that feel out there when you have that confidence?
When everyone believes in you, it makes it even that much easier to believe in yourself. And getting recognition, especially as a kicker, people usually tend to care about you only when it really matters. And as of lately, it's gotten to matter more recently. So I feel like I've been able to influence some of the games, and that makes me feel great because it makes me believe in myself going into these bigger games coming up really soon.
Well, and the great thing about your conference, especially with kind of the rise of Dort and obviously Northwestern, who's also a traditional power, you are tested. Now, there are some, I'm looking at the scores right now from this season, 70-7, 84-7 wins, but your wins against Dort and Northwestern, and I know there's a lot of area athletes on those teams, are really close games. As a kicker, what's that mentality like going into those, knowing they're going to be close? And at the same time, how do you handle that pressure, again, like in a Northwestern game where your points were ultimately the difference?
Going into those games, I actually get really excited. I used to get a little nervous, but knowing that the games might be a little closer because they're much better teams than some of the teams we play, it's exciting to me because then I can actually show what I like practice on, and like show why I do what I do matters. And yeah, I just get excited for it more than nervous at this point.
Well, and you're about to start another run in the postseason, and like you said, you especially in the NAIA, for people who aren't familiar, it's a really small field of teams. You're really dealing with the best of the best in that division of football. You know, where do you feel like your team is at right now up at Morningside, and what do you guys feel like your chances are? I know you've had some championships recently. I know last year was very disappointing. What's that feeling for the team going into the postseason right now?
I think our team right now is almost hitting their peak. I'm really glad recently we've gotten to play better teams and gotten some experience, because when you're playing teams and you're winning by 60 points, it's not necessarily what you want. You want to play in bigger games. So once you get to the playoffs where we are now, you'll be prepared, which is what I think is great why we played Dort and Northwestern more recently. So we could be prepared going into these games. But no, I think we're doing great right now. Everything looks great. There's not really any, we don't really have any injuries. The whole team just looks well.
Well, and you're coming in with the number 2 seed in the championship series. And again, you guys won the championship 2 years ago. In terms of those previous experiences, and had a deep playoff run last year as well, you know, how battle tested do you feel, and how do you feel this team is, knowing you've been through so many of these postseason games and knowing what it takes to win a championship, which, as you know now, is not very easy?
No, it's not easy, but I think we're more tested. Like last year, just a couple of things slipped away, and a lot of plays lead up to the end, and it's unfortunate how it ended, but things happen, and I think we're more ready than we ever have been. I feel like my freshman year, the team was great, but I feel like this year is just as good. I mean, we're just at the top of the country, and I mean, offense, scoring, and everything. Our defense is very good. They've proven well against Northwestern's offense and Dort's, and those are some of the best offenses in the country too. And I feel like if we can handle them, we can handle just about anybody that we play against. But we have to take it just 1 week at a time.
We'll take it 1 week at a time. Morningside again coming up in the NAIA playoffs. We assume for the next couple of weeks, we'll see how that all plays out. This is Chase Carter. He's a Pella High School graduate, Knoxville area native, joining us here on KNIA Cableless, a 2019 national champion with Morningside, and most recently the National Player of the Week for the NAIA. Congratulations on a fantastic season so far, Chase, and all the best to you.
Thank you, Andrew.